It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, glad to see you today. I shall button my buttons on the sweater, change shoes, and get ready to have some time with you in this very special studio of ours. Do you ever change your shoes when you come home from someplace? Oh, your school or your work or get ready to play. How are you doing with your tying? Took me a long time to learn how to make that and that into a bow. But I kept practicing, and finally learned quickly. I have a new swing. And I'd like you to see it. But first, I want to check to see that it's good and sturdy, because we don't want to fall on the swing. I'll get the ladder. You know what a ladder is? A ladder is something that helps you go up and down. Make your hand go up, will you? Just make it go straight up. Good. Now make it come down. Now we'll go across, out to the porch. Come on out. I just wanted to check this one wire up here. Excuse me. Up we go. Yeah, that looks good and sturdy. And down we come. There. A grandmother friend of mine gave me this swing. Oh, I had a different one before. It was kind of small, and I had it way out in the yard, so I was never able to show it to you. But this one I can. How do you feel about new things? Sure. What about growing? You like to grow, don't you? That's sort of like going up and feeling different inside. Well, however you feel about it, I like you exactly as you are. I like you as you are, exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely, and I like you as you are. I do. I like you as you are, without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, 'cause I like you as you are. I like your disposition, your facial composition, and with your kind permission, I'll shout it to a star. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you, or even rearrange you, not by far. Mm-mm. I like you, I like you. I like you, yes I do. I like you, you. I do. I like you as you are. Certainly do. My, I'm glad you were with me on my swing. Facial composition, and with your kind permission, I'll shout it to the kitchen. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I LIKEYOU. I like you, yes I do. I like you, YOU, I do. I like you as you are. You like what we've done in here? Do you? You know, the kitchen's kind of changed around. A little different table. I'm getting used to it. Took me a while. All weekend long we've been painting, doing all sorts of things. Hi, picture. Here, I find one. I think it's time to check with the neighborhood of make-believe, don't you? See what's going on in there. Hello, Edgar. How are you? Excuse me, Edgar, somebody's knocking at my door. I'll call you back, okay? Be right there. I'll call you right back. Somebody's at the door. Come along, it's a busy day, isn't it?
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Oh. Speedy delivery.
How do you do? How are you, Mr. McFeely?
I'm fine, Mr. Rogers. Speedy delivery for you.
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Please sign here, Mr. Rogers, if you will. Please sign right there.
Be glad to.
I'm in a hurry today, Mr. Rogers. Haven't time to stand here and talk, but I'll be back someday to visit you.
Well, thank you. Does this demand a response?
Oh, yes.
All,
I think maybe you better read it, Mr. Rogers.
Yes,
I'll wait here.
It says, sorry, I can't come to visit today. Too busy. If you're taking a walk, maybe you'll stop by. Sweetness and Light, Mrs. Russellite.
Oh, Mrs. Russellite.
Mrs. Russellite.
Would you like me to take her message, Mr. Rogers?
Would you please?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
If you'd simply tell her that we'll try to come by later today.
I shall do that. And return message is 2 today, Mr.
Oh, 2.
Rogers.
There's a 2.
Thank you. Speedy delivery, thanks you.
Thank
Goodbye,
you, Mr. McFeely.
Rogers.
You're sure you can't He's gone. Do you know anybody who's always in a hurry? Mr. McPhee seems to be always on the go. Of course, he calls himself Speedy Delivery, and he brings me the notes, and, well, he just takes things from one house in the neighborhood to another. I appreciate it. Oh, we must talk with Edgar. I told him we'd call him right back. Edgar? Yes, it was Mr. McFeely. Uh-huh. Grand man, but always in a hurry. Now tell me about the neighborhood. How have you been doing? Not so good. Gee. Well, I'm sorry. What's going on? You might know it. Lady Elaine Fairchild has been making a few changes magically. What? You mean the Eiffel Tower on the other side of the castle? Well, what's King Friday think about that? I guess he doesn't. Well, what about the trolley? Has it changed at all? Not much. Well, we better just come in and check, Edgar. Thanks for telling me the news. See you later. Bye-bye. The neighborhood of make-believe. You know, that's our make-believe place. Changes there, too. Boy, a day full of changes. It's about time for the trolley to come by to take us there anyway, so let's just take a look. There's Daniel's clock. And there's the fountain. And the museum go-round. They all look fine. But there's the tree. And Henrietta's house. Well, that's close to the fact. Why, she did make a lot of changes. Hi, trolley. We're waiting for you. Yes, sir. Oh, there is the Eiffel Tower on the other side of the castle. That King Friday. Hey, trolley, come on in. Come on, I'll be right with you. I'll get our bed ready for make-believe. Have you seen the king today, trolley? Well, Edgar says he isn't too pleased with what's going on. No, well, you look fine. Would you take us into the neighborhood of make-believe? You're ready to go? Okay, go, and in we go to make-believe.
Knock on the clock.
Hey, did you knock on the clock?
Yes, I sure did. You know what? I could hardly find it. Boy, things are really changed around here, Daniel.
They sure are. I guess you know all about it, don't you?
Well, you know, Lady Elaine Fairchild is behind us, I'm sure.
Well, she is. She has rearranged so many things. Hi, everybody. Oh, we've had quite a weekend, I'll tell you.
I just can't recognize anything, Daniel. I mean, the hen house is here, and the museum is moved, and the castle, and the
Eiffel Tower is way on the other side of the castle.
That's right.
You know how hard it is to get used to new things?
It is tough getting used to new things sometimes, like new shoes or something like that.
I'll never forget the time I had to get used to a junior bed.
A junior bed?
Yeah, after a crib, you know, I was so used to my crib.
Oh, I bet that was kind of tough getting used to. Do you like your junior bed now?
Oh, I love it. And of course, it's the people that make the place anyway.
That's right. They haven't changed a bit. They're still here.
Everybody's still. Yes. Have you talked with King Friday?
Yes, I was supposed to do some work over in the throne room, you know, but he just wouldn't let anybody do anything today.
Oh, is he angry?
Oh, is he ever. Well, you know how he feels about Lady Elaine's tricks, you know.
I know.
Well, he doesn't like that a bit.
Where is Lady Elaine now?
Well, I'm sure she's really hiding somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm going over and see if X and Henrietta are okay and see how they're making out.
Yeah, I mean, the tree looks the same. It might be moved, but still. Well, make the best of a funny day, Joe.
Okay, see you later,
Bye.
Daniel. Make the best of it. Look at that. The fountain has moved in the museum. It wasn't here at all. Boy, Lady Elaine has really switched things around. I wonder. Yeah. Oh, well, let's see how X and Henrietta are doing today. Let's see. Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Oh, hi, Mr. Negri.
Hi, X.
Guess where my knitted scarf was?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea where.
It was in my branch right over there, and I always keep my scarf in my roots.
Sure, I knew that, and you found it in your branch.
Yeah, everything is topsy-turvy in this place.
You can say that again. It's that kind of day.
Yeah, it's a little like a treasure hunt. You know that, Mr. Negri?
Yes.
Only now, I mean, instead of a treasure hunt, we know what we're looking for.
That's kind of good.
Have you seen Henrietta?
No, I haven't seen her yet. Is she
Henrietta?
All right? Is she home?
Harry puts the cat.
And?
Meow.
And?
Meow.
Oh, there she is. Hello, Henrietta.
Meow, meow.
How are you?
Meow. Not too good.
What's the matter, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 meow. Change, meow, meow. Hard for me, meow.
Yeah. X thinks it's like a treasure hunt. Only you know.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What do you think?
Meow, think meow, not nice. Aww. Meow, too shy, meow, meow,
change. Well, listen, Henrietta, if it'll make you feel any better, there's something around here that really hasn't changed.
Meow, is it?
The people.
Hey, that's right, the people. I mean, there's Mr. Negri, and what about me? X the Owl, your old friend and neighbor, X the Owl.
Meow.
And Daniel, he's still the same. I just saw him a minute ago, and he asked about you.
Meow. Meow, King Friday like it?
Oh, King Friday, no, he doesn't like it a bit, Henrietta. No, he really doesn't. Especially that part about the Eiffel Tower. That really has him upset.
Oh, I bet. What about Lady Elaine? Where is she?
I guess she's really hiding somewhere. I haven't seen her.
Oh, boy, I guess she's afraid what the king will say.
Oh, boy, I bet she really is.
Isn't that King Friday over there in
Where?
The castle garden?
Oh, yeah.
It sure does
look
like
there he
it.
Is.
Meow.
Hey, listen, guys, I think I'm going to go over and see if I can help him out with something, okay?
Meow.
Maybe he needs a little help right now.
Meow, okay, Joe.
Okay.
Meow, meow.
Come over if you need any comfort, Henrietta.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Listen, I'll see you two later.
Okay.
Bye. Maybe the king might need a little hand right now. Let's see if I can be of some assistance. Oh, here we go. Yes.
Mr. Negri, I presume?
Yes, sir.
Did you desire an audience with me?
Why, yes, I did, King Friday.
Then I suggest you make an appointment.
Well, you see, sir, I forgot.
Forgot? Yeah. No such thing. Carry on.
Well, sir, I thought I'd just come over and see...
No, I mean carry on back and make your appointment to see me.
Carry on back and make your appointment.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Polificate. Hello, Miss Polificate? Yes, Miss Polificate, this is Joe Negri. I wonder if I might see King Friday. Yes, Miss Polificate, I know he's in the garden, but do you think I could get to see him? Oh, okay, fine. In 2 and 2/10 seconds? Righto, I'm on my way. Bye.
2 2 10 7.
You are late.
But before I was early.
But now you are late.
Well, sir, I just come over to see if I could help you in some way.
You can find that Fairchild woman and bring her for arraignment. That's what you can do.
Well, sir, I'm sure that she is hiding somewhere.
Hiding or not, she shall be caught.
Well, I'll do my very best, sir.
At least by tomorrow.
Yes, sir. At least by tomorrow. I gotta find Lady Lane Fairchild by tomorrow. Oh, hi, Daniel.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Did you hear what the king just said to me?
Well, no, I didn't.
He said that I had to find Lady Elaine Fairchild by tomorrow.
Oh, boy, I was afraid of that. I came over to see if I couldn't help myself. Maybe we could all look for her.
Maybe we could. Do you think Mr. Rogers might be able to help us?
Oh, I bet he could. Huh?
Hey,
he's often to help.
Why don't I send him a note? Do you think that'd be a good idea?
You mean on the trolley?
Yeah, and I'll send it over with the trolley.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's see, what should we say?
Could I watch you write?
Mr. Dear Rogers.
Oh, it's fun to be able to write, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You'll be writing someday. Need your help badly.
Yeah.
To find
Lady Elaine. Fairchild.
Please.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I'll go myself too and look.
Okay,
you don't suppose she'd be hiding in the castle, do you?
Oh, I don't know if she'd be hiding in the... She could be hiding any place.
That's right.
Well, I'll just have to get the trolley and see if he'll bring it along to Mr. Rogers. Okay, Daniel, I'll see you later.
See you later.
Trolley, just a second. Would you be a dear and take this over to Mr. Rogers for us, huh? It's an important message, and be sure that he gets it. Okay, trolley? Okay.
Poor people. Thank you very much, Trolley. Yeah. The note from Mr. Negri. Do you think we could look for Lady Elaine? Don't think we'd find her except in make-believe. Do you write? It's very handy to be able to write and to read. If you don't yet, you will someday. Sure. Well, back with the telescope. King Friday doesn't like change, does he? No, I bet he wouldn't like it in here today, since I've changed so many things around. X thinks it's fun, though. Mm-hmm. He thinks it's like a treasure hunt, only you know what you're looking for. Henrietta Pussycat was just too shy for too much change. I know somebody who moved his bed one time from this side of the room over to that side of the room. And when he woke up in the morning, he thought, oh, this is a different world. Yeah. But then you know what he felt? He thought, gee, I've got some new ideas. So the change was good. Yeah. Why don't we go see Mrs. Russellite? We promised her that she might, and I think Mr. McFeely probably gave her the message. I'll show you where she lives, right on my map here. You know, this is where we are now, right here. And if we just go down around this street and right over to this house, that's where she lives. So I'll get on my coat and we'll go together. Okay? Mrs. Russellite has a very interesting collection. A collection of lampshades. Wait till you see what she does with them. Ready to go? Okay. Off we go to Mrs. Russellite. Mrs. Russellite.
Come on in.
Thank you. Thank you for the note.
Oh, you're very welcome. I didn't expect you so soon. I wouldn't have been dusting.
Oh, I'm glad.
Maybe you'll enjoy seeing some of these things.
It's your collection, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Hang up your coat there, please.
Thank you.
Yes, it's my collection of lampshades.
I've seen only one of them.
Well, I only wear one special one to see the king.
Yeah.
But these are some of my other ones. I've been collecting for an awfully long time. Tell me how you like this one.
Oh, that's grand.
Isn't it nice?
Mm-hmm.
This way if I want to be shy. Just want to hide away.
Are you allowed to take that out?
Sure. You can change it. See, you can wear it plain.
Oh, sure.
Or just with this nice feather there. That's one of my favorite ones.
You've done it for years, you say.
Mm-hmm, ever since I was a little girl. I'll show you, for instance, this little one here. It really doesn't fit me so well now, but I kind of like to wear it to remember. I wore this when I was a little girl, and here's one that I changed around. See, I wore this when I was a little girl this way.
Uh-huh.
Like this. And now, I can wear it like this.
Oh, for the bigger head.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Bigger girl.
Well, were these all ones that your mother didn't need anymore?
Mm-hmm. And then some people gave them to me, too. You know, that they know that I save them.
Yeah.
And so they, and that I collect them. And so they these aren't ones that go on for real lamps anymore.
Oh,
those.
That.
No, I have lampshades on my lamps here, but they stay.
I see.
These are just ones that nobody uses anymore. And how do you like this one?
Looks mighty heavy.
Oh, but it's so nice. Isn't this grand?
Surely is. I suppose you could wear it the other way around.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Most people don't wear lampshades, but that's just your hobby, isn't it?
Yeah. I like to get dressed up with them and pretend.
Did you do that when you were a little girl? I mean, did you put on all kinds of clothes?
Oh, sure. I had, my mother used to save her curtains and that, you know, and I'd play bride. And I'd wear her shoes. Oh, here's one. Watch, this is kind of a surprise one. Watch.
Oh, pretty.
Isn't it pretty? Now watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's different when it comes
You can sort of peekaboo through it.
Sure.
And then you can use this for around your neck if you want to.
Oh, I like that one.
This is a very special one, though.
Yeah.
This one was made up of two lampshades. That's
really?
That's how I did it. Mm-hmm. Oh, would you like to borrow it?
I really would.
Go ahead, try it on. Let's see. I never thought of wearing it like that. That's pretty good.
It's hard to balance it.
Yeah, but you could play. You could maybe even fill it up with some fruit or something. Whoops. Watch.
Yes, I would like to borrow it.
Okay, and I have some more to show you. Look.
That looks like a doll baby with a dress.
Mm-hmm. It has a little apron.
Very pretty.
And then here's a very kind of elegant one. It doesn't have jewels on it, but it has all this nice, ruffle and tucking. You can be sort of a lady.
You do look like a doll.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people have lots of different collections.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Some people collect, baseball cards and dolls and little animals. But
little
I just
cards?
Sort of started on this, and I like it a lot. Oh, I have my special one now. Here's the one that you're probably
that's
familiar
the one I know.
With. You know this one. Mm-hmm.
That's the one you wear when you go to see King Friday the 13th.
Of course. I think it's my very prettiest hat. It's kind of heavy, though. But the king, you know. The king likes special things, so...
And he likes same things all the time, it seems.
Oh.
There's been a little bit of change in the neighborhood of make-believe today, and he isn't particularly happy. Lady Elaine put one thing over here and another thing over... You know that she can do it in magic.
Oh, yes, and it sort of upset him, huh?
It surely
doesn't
did.
Want to change. Isn't that a shame? Because some things change, you know, they have to.
Sure.
And they're good.
Well, of course they're good. And it's the new is kind of exciting.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And then some things... I can understand the king, though. There are some things that... You just don't like to change either, like your friends. You like to keep them the same.
We like to keep you the same, Mrs. Russell-like.
Thank you.
Will you come to my house sometime?
Oh, I'll be happy to. Can I sometimes maybe wear a different lampshade, though?
Oh, it'd be great.
When I see the king, of course, I'll wear this
I'd
one.
I'd stay with that one, but when you come to me, I like new things.
Okay, maybe I'll even have a surprise, one that you haven't even seen here.
Grand.
One of my very special ones.
Thanks.
It was awfully nice of you to visit today.
Well, thanks for asking us over, and thank you for the loan.
I'll get it whenever I come visit you.
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mrs. Russell.
We'll Bye-bye.
See you. Come along. Good collection, isn't it? Never knew anybody who collected old lampshades. Up and down. Watch it go up. Up and down. Sort of like that ladder, you know, up and down. Mrs. Russell, it'll come back for you. Good to visit, isn't it? It's good to go away. Come back, too. I'm going to have to go away for a little while, until tomorrow. I'm going to go back to work now. But we'll be able to visit together tomorrow. Mm-hmm. First, in with the bed. Our bed for make-believe. Some people sleep in beds like this all the time. Take good care of it. Yes, sir. I'm going to be thinking about you until I come back. tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you then. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.